is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 11th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of the writer Joy Williams, born in Chelmsford, Massachusetts, 1944, grew up in Maine, went to college and grad school in the Midwest, and then decided she needed to live someplace more mysterious and exotic. She moved to a trailer park in northern Florida, surrounded by swamps with alligators and snakes. She said, "I was miserable, of course, but it was all very good for my writing. It's good to be miserable and a little off balance." The result was her first novel, State of Grace, came out in 1973. It got great reviews. Second novel did not do so well. She wrote short stories. Her collection, Honored Guest, published a couple of years ago. The title story, Honored Guest, which begins, "She had been having a rough time of it and thought about suicide sometimes, but suicide was so corny, and you had to be careful in this milieu, which was 11th grade, because two of her classmates had committed suicide the year before, and between them they left 24 suicide notes and had become just a joke. Under the circumstances, it was amazing that Helen thought of suicide at all. It was just not cool." It's the birthday of the novelist Sidney Sheldon, Chicago, 1917, who was a television producer and then at the age of 53 started writing novels, each of which hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It's the birthday of Lydia Maria Child, born in Medford, Massachusetts, 1802, who wrote novels and short stories and poetry and tracts against slavery and appeals on behalf of Native American rights, whom we know as the author of the song "Over the River and Through the Woods to Grandmother's House We Go." And it's the birthday of Thomas Alva Edison, born in Milan, Ohio, 1847, did not do well in school because he had very poor hearing, so his mother homeschooled him, started working odd jobs at machine shops and telegraph offices, and soaked up all he could about technology, and then invented an improvement on the stock ticker, which Western Union paid him $40,000 for, which enabled Edison to set up one of the first independent industrial research laboratories in the world. He invented the phonograph, the movie camera, and the light bulb, and made them part of everyday life. The light bulb might have been simply a novelty, but Edison went on to build the first power plant and design the steam power generator and built a network of underground wiring and meters to measure the flow of electricity. And so he became the father of the modern electronic world. Here's a poem for today by Bobby Lurie entitled, "The Psychiatrist Says She's Severely Demented." "But she's my mother. She lies in her bed. 'Hi, sweetie,' she says. 'Hi, Mom, do you know my name?' I can't wait for her answer. 'I'm Bobby.' 'Oh, so you found me again,' she says. Her face and hair have the same gray sheen, like a black and white drawing smudged on the edges. The bedspread is hot pink, lime green. Her eyes, such a distant blue, indifferent as the sky. I put my hand on her forehead. It is soft, and she resembles my real mother, who I have not spoken to in so many years. I want to talk to her as her eyes close. She is mumbling something, laughing to herself. All the sadness she ever had has fled, and when she opens her eyes again, she stares through me, and her eyes well up with tears, and I stand there, lost in her incoherence, which feels almost exactly like love." A poem by Bobby Lurie, "The Psychiatrist Says She's Severely Demented," from her collection Letter from the Lawn, published by Custom Words, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.